Carl Sandburg. At the age of 6, as my fingers first found how to shape the alphabet, I decided to become a person of letters. At the age of 10, I had scrawled letters on slates, on paper, on boxes and walls, and I formed an ambition to become a sign painter. At 20, I was already writing letters printed in the hometown paper. At 23, I edited a college paper, and across several years, I wrote many old pieces, two slim books, not worth later attention. In a 6-year period came 4 books of poetry, having a variety of faults, no other person more keenly aware of their accomplishments and shortcomings than myself. At 50, I had published a 2-volume biography and the American Song Bag, and there was puzzlement as to whether I was a poet, a biographer, a wandering troubadour with a guitar, a Midwest Hans Christian Andersen, or a historian of current events. Thus wrote Carl Sandburg, the author of Rutabaga Stories. A great American poet, he had really begun to give frequent public readings of his own poems, and soon emerged as the foremost minstrel of his time by adding to his programs the performance of American folk songs, which he had long been collecting in his journeys about the country. Carl Sandburg's parents were Swedish immigrants living at Galesburg, Illinois. The boy was born on January the 6th, 1878. They were a healthy and affectionate family, though very poor. At the age of 13, Carl Sandburg was obliged to leave school and go to work. Roaming from job to job in Kansas, Nebraska, and Colorado, he was at various times a milkman, a harvest hand, a hotel dishwasher, a stagehand, a brickmaker, and a sign painter. In 1907, he finally managed to secure an editorial position on a small Chicago paper. That year, he married Lillian Steichen. They had 3 girls, Helga, Janet, and Margaret, for whom he wrote his noteworthy stories. Crammed with strange and amusing adventures, containing the bright parade of characters like Gimme the Axe and Ask Me No Questions, Blixey Bimber and Rags Habakkuk, The Pigs Wearing Bibs and Hot Balloons, these stories teach all kids how to be good and kind, eager to learn and diligent. They tell them to believe the incredible world of the marvelous fables. Rutabaga Stories were later followed by other books for children, Rutabaga Pigeons, Potato Face, and Early Moon. Sandburg wrote of himself the following: I have written in a wide miscellany of moods, and have seldom been afraid to travel in lands and seas where I met fresh scenes and new songs. All my life I have been trying to learn to read, to see and hear, and to write.